That was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. Thank you for taking me to this splendid hypnotism show, darling. I didn't think I would like it at all, but I'm actually quite enjoying myself. Do you think that man really believed he was a chicken? It was very convincing, but it seems so ridiculous that that could actually work. I bet there's some kind of trick. Or maybe the volunteer was in on it. That must be it. It's all a deception. Oh, how disappointing. You're right. We do know the first gentleman who was brought up on stage from around town. I don't suppose he would have agreed to act so ridiculously in front of everybody. Well, I know myself, and something as ridiculous as hypnotism would never work on me. My will is simply too strong. It isn't proper for a lady to be clucking around like a chicken or mooing like a cow or whatever absurdity that man on stage would no doubt subject me to. Oh, why are they shining that bright spotlight on me? No, they can't possibly mean for me to volunteer to go up on stage. No, thank you. I'm enjoying the show from here just fine. Oh dear. Well, I have to. Wish me luck, darling. I just hope you won't think less of me when it's all over. All right, you win. I suppose I have no choice. Hello there, sir. Oh, sorry. Hello, the amazing Bandini. My name is Mrs. Lila Christofferson, and I'm from right here in Oklahoma. My job? Oh, I haven't worked since I was married to my darling husband over there. We were raised to believe that a wife's work is in the home. We are very proper and conservative, you see. This is a bit of an unusual night out for us. What do you mean when you say that's for sure? Oh, you're just going to get right to it. All right, but I must warn you, I have no reason to believe this parlor trick will work on me whatsoever. The women in my family are all very strong-willed and aren't so easily hoodwinked by superstition and nonsense. Okay, so I just look at your spinning dial and repeat after you. Okay, I'm feeling sleepy. I want to take a good long rest. My eyelids are growing heavy. My will is growing weaker. My mind is in your hands. My body is at your command. When you snap your fingers, I will get into a deep trance. Yes, Master, I can hear you. I am in your control. Yes, Master. When I wake, I will not remember being hypnotized. I will follow your commands as if they are the most normal thing in the world. I will not question my master. I will embrace your thoughts like my own. When I wake, nothing will make me want to go off the stage. Nothing will scare or shock me. When I wake, I will be gradually overcome with arousal. Nothing will slake my lust, except for your touch and your approval. Listen, I told you already, I don't believe a woman with my constitution will be susceptible to something as ridiculous as hypnotism. Take off my clothes, all of them? Yes, of course. Now, as I was saying, I've done some reading on this subject, and the person has to truly be open to the power of suggestion in order to be hypnotized, right? Well, I don't believe in any of it, so it simply won't work for me. Would you mind undoing my brassiere, Master? Thank you. And perhaps most importantly, a hypnotism subject will only carry out commands that they would normally do in real life. I'm a very conservative married woman, and there's very little I would do in real life for the amusement of an audience. There, I'm completely naked, so that's all taken care of. Slap my ass and moan like a desperate little whore? Sure, I don't see why not. Ooh, that was quite nice. That's okay, darling, I'm fine up here. Well, I don't want to get off the stage. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying telling this man how he'll never be able to hypnotize me in a million years. Yes, I know I'm naked. I wanted to do that Master, why did I get naked? That's right. I got naked because I'm a dirty little slut who loves doing what she's told. What's next, Master? Why am I rubbing my hands all over my body? Good question. I think it's because I love the way it feels. I love squeezing my breasts with my hands, tweaking my nipples like this. I rarely take the time to just do this, to appreciate my own delicious body, running my hands over the curve of my hips and down around my fat ass. Oh God, it feels so good. Why does it feel so good, Master? Oh right, how silly of me. I love touching myself because I am a horny bitch who loves parading my bare ass and tits around in front of a massive crowd of lecherous onlookers. I almost forgot. I should probably give them something more entertaining to look at than just me standing here, shouldn't I, Master? A fine idea. I can sit on this armchair, lift my legs and spread them over the arms. And now the entire crowd has a marvelous view of my dripping wet pussy, my aroused cunt on display for all these fine paying customers to see. Play with my pussy? I suppose that's a good idea. I normally never go anywhere near my private parts because seeking one's own bodily pleasure is a sin. But there's this little voice in my head that just keeps telling me what a good idea it is. You're right, I'm also a naked married whore who will do whatever you say. Can't forget that. Okay, now, first I'll just lick my fingers. Get them nice and wet. And then, oh shit, that feels so good. I like masturbating, Master. I like it even more in front of a crowd. Am I doing a good job? Yeah? Do I look pretty sitting here, all splayed out, rubbing my hot little clit for you? Am I pretty, Master? Tell me I'm pretty. Oh, fuck. I don't know why, Master, but your approval just makes my fucking cunt clench. Tell me something sweet again. Give me your approval. Tell me I'm a good little slave. Tell me I'm the most beautiful, slutty, cock-addicted bitch you've ever seen. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Oh, fuck, fucking Christ in heaven. I'm going to fucking come for you, Master. I'm going to come right here on stage. That's so deliriously naughty. I simply can't stand it. Fuck. Oh my God, I'm going to come. Come here, pull my hair and kiss me as I come. Master, I can't stop touching myself. Oh, shit, I can't stop. You want to slap me in the face until I come again? That's the best idea you've had yet, sir. You have to do it. Do it. Slap me. Slap me. Oh, thank you, Master. Oh my fucking God. Please, do it again. Do it again. Oh, fuck, I'm such a slut. Fuck, I'm such a slut. Master, I think if you hit me one more time, I'm going to come again. Yes, please. I want it. Do it. Master, I know you haven't given me a command, but I need more. I need more than just touch myself. I need to feel you touch me. What am I willing to do for it? Anything. I'm willing to do anything. Name it and I'll do it. Nothing is too foul or depraved. Nothing is off limits. I have no limits. I'm just a worthless set of holes built for your pleasure. I exist to service you. If you're thinking it, I'll do it. I love being your obedient little cunt. Yeah? Oh, Master, that sounds so lovely. Yes, of course you can fuck my mouth. Fuck it like a cunt and don't relent no matter what. Even if I gag and choke and beg you to stop, it doesn't matter what I want. All that matters is that you're happy. So come now, don't delay. Fuck my face like the willing little whore I am. Crawl to you? Yes, Master. I'll just slink to the floor and pad over to you, panther-like. My eyes locked on yours, my mouth hanging open. Reduce me. Order me onto the floor where I belong. Fuck, Master. Will you please take your fat cock out of your pants and fuck my little slut face with it? It would make me so happy if you just fucking raped my goddamn mouth in front of my husband. Oh, Master, your cock is godly. Your cock deserves to be worshipped. Before you fuck my face, I just need to... The taste of you is like no other, Master. It sends chills down my spine. Makes my nipples stand on end. Makes my mouth and my cunt drool. Now please, stuff your cock as far back into my throat as it will go. More. Oh my God, Master, thank you so much for raping my pretty little mouth. I needed it. I wanted it. And you gave it to me. May I lick and suck on your balls for a little, Master? Thank you. Yes, of course I'll jerk your cock at the same time. Do you like that? Do you like having a naked housewife lick your balls and like an uncouth little cunt? You like doing this to me in front of a crowd? Turning me out? Turning me into a drooling, depraved cum slut in front of everyone I know? You like when I get your cock all messy? You want to use it to make me messy? Oh, yes, yes. You made me all messy, Master. I'm naked on my knees and rubbing my spit all over my face. Painting my face with your cock. Look at me. I used to be a good girl, a prude, uptight housewife that would scold loose young women. But I'm not good anymore. I'm bad. I'm a bad, bad girl. Yeah? You're going to fuck me on all fours? Oh, thank you, Master. You're just so kind to this worthless fuckdoll. Shall I face the audience so I can speak directly to my husband while you rape his wife's cunt? Yes, sir. Hello, darling. Can you see me okay from there? I want to make sure you get a good view of your precious little bride getting used and abused like a horny bitch. Master, do I get to have your cock inside me now? I've been very obedient to you. Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Do it. Yes. Oh, fuck. Your cock is fucking perfect inside my unworthy cunt. Fuck, Master, please fuck me. I need it. I'm a desperate, cheating, married whore, and I won't be happy until you fuck me so hard there are tears in my eyes. Oh, yes. Oh, shit. Monsieur, you're fucking me so hard. That's what I fucking like. That's what I fucking like. Oh yeah. Hit that fucking pussy so good, baby. Beat that fucking pussy up. Oh my god. Yes, master. Shit. Ooh, yeah, master. Spank that fat, fuckable ass. Spank me again. Again, again. Fuck, fuck. I love big fucking cock. I love big fucking cock. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Fuck me with that fat daddy dick. Oh yeah, choke me. Choke me like that. Wrap your hands around my throat and squeeze. Don't stop fucking me. I can fucking take it. I am a slut. I can fucking take it. Thank you for choking me, master. Fuck, you're so fucking good. Fuck, you're so fucking good. I'm gonna fucking come again, master. All over your fat cock. May I? May I please come? No? Why not? I haven't earned it. What else do I have to do? Talk sweetly to my husband? What? Like this? Hi, my darling. Light of my life. I love you so much. I love you even though I'm getting fucking railed. Beyond belief by my master's unbelievable dick. I love you even though you've never made me feel like this. I love you even though I'm acting like the biggest whore imaginable in front of the whole town. Do you see the way my ass jiggles and my tits sway every time he slams into me, baby? Doesn't that look so good? Yeah? Take your fucking cock out and play with it while you watch another man rape your wife, and she loves every fucking second of it. Please, master, please let me come. Oh, thank you. Oh, I... Oh, shit. Fuck, fuck. Oh my god. Master, I'm your fucking slave. Oh, thank you. God. Thank you, master. Thank you. Will you please keep fucking me until you're ready to come and then shoot your cum all over my face? That way everyone will be able to tell that I'm your messy, enslaved little bitch just by looking at me. Yeah? Good? Baby, that dick feels incredible. I just have to have your cum, master. Please give it to me. Please? I'll be your obedient little slut for life. I'll always belong to you, no matter what. No other man will have any say in it. Not my husband. Not my father. Not my priest. Just you. You are my king. Yeah? You're gonna come? Do it. Fucking mark me. Cover this needy slut's face with your fucking load. Paint my goddamn face with hot fucking cum. Do it, do it. Please do it. Come. Come. Come, yes, yes. Fuck. Oh. There's some on your cock. Let me just... Did you enjoy using your slave slut, master? Good, I live to serve you. What next, master? I'm getting sleepy. My eyes are getting heavy. I'm in a trance. When I wake, I'll remember none of what just occurred. And I won't notice that I'm naked, covered in cum, or that I'm looking thoroughly fucked. Well, like I said, Mr. Amazing Bandini. But hypnotism doesn't work on an upstanding, good Christian woman like myself. It's simply improper. Well, you're welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't be more entertaining. I'll just return to my seat. Well, that was a letdown. Why is everyone clapping so loud? Darling, what are you staring at?